Parshiyos of Tazir Matzero deal mostly with the halachas of Taras, the actual Taras, Taras of Beged, Taras of Batim, Taras of the person, and the ways to become Tar. It's interesting that there's a difference I saw. So interesting word. I think it's from the Alshar HaKadosh, says that with regard to Taras of Batim and Taras of Beged, we find that it always needs Hezger. That means that there's never a time that you come to the Kohen with the first time with the Nega, and it'll say, it's Tami, that's it, break down the house, burn the Beged. However, with regard to the body, with the Guf, Taras of the Guf, in the Chanami, it's Shaykh that you come to the Kohen on the first round, and it sees that it's Tami. The Shaykh, what's the difference? The Chorit should be Fakert. Because the Shbrochu should have more, we should have more Achmanis on the Mensch than on his Begadim, than on his house. The Chira, the person himself, he should get a second chance. What's the vart that right away matam him as opposed to with the begadim? No, we give him a second chance. We give him another week, by batim a third week possibly, until we're matam it. So he says no, it's beduk fakert. He says the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a second chance. If we would be matam the beged or matam the house right away, then the house gets knocked down and the beged gets burnt. There's no way to get it back. That's it. It's finished. So man, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says no. We'll give another chance. However, a Yid, he's not going to be finished. Worst comes to worst, he'll be Tamei. But he can always do Tshuva and be back to it, or he'll be able to be back to how he was beforehand. A Yid always has a second chance. There's no such thing as not having a second chance. As the other person could always do Tshuva. With a Beged, with a Bayis, that's it, it's finished. And Mamela, we give it a second week, a third week. However, with a person, even if it comes Tamei right away, Yachzer v'Tshuva v'Yitav. Either way, with regard to Taras, we find, at the beginning of the Parakeet Gimbal at the beginning. For all koinus anega bar abosar v'ser benega fachlav and mar anega moik mar besari. This is like we just said that right away the koin comes and the first time that he sees it ser benega fachlavon tarasu v'ro akain mitimi oisay. The koin is matamit first off the bat is matamit and really has to go through the whole process. So Chazal darshin nega tarasu v'ro akain mitimi oisay. Oisoy v'li oisoy v'yos chavirin. Dafka is metama one. You're only metama one metzora at once. It's Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak of Negoim, that it says that a kohen is raya the taras of one person, and then he's metamid and he does a hezger and he does a or he's machletit or he's metamid, and then he goes to the second one. He goes to chaviri and he's metamid or he downs on it to see whether, but he doesn't do two at once. The challenge is, why not? Why not the chur be much more time effective to line everybody up and do one after the next? Why does it have to be that we first deal with one and then we finish? And we... So it's all brought down from the Mayan Shavuot. It says, it brings down from Maran Bet Yosef that Rabbi Yosef Kari says that Be'etzem we know that there is Arba Choshev Kameis and one of them is a material is Choshev Kameis. That means to make somebody material, you're donning the Dinei Nefashim Be'etzem because it's kilo as if you're killing him when a person becomes a material. Mamela, we know that ain't donin shtein afashis b'yirim echad. You can't don two people up for misa on the same day. And Bechlal, Chazal say that a bezdin which kills once in 7 years is already considered a katlanis, is considered a bezdin which is it kills all the time. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. But even possibly 7 years, it's not something that just is off the cuff and you just one after the next you go ahead and don dinin afashis. Mamela, you don't don two people at once. Each person needs their own individual sitting of the Kohen and encounter with the Kohen, that he should be able to get his own attention and have the proper din of Dini Nefashis of Taras done with him. So Mayan HaShavu, he says something interesting. He says that the Tushtel, he says, is with regard to Chinuch, that every person has to ensure that their children have individual attention. Now, nowadays with schooling, depending on where you live, child could have anywhere between 7, if you live out of town, depends how out of town you live, or 57 kids in his class. Now the Maaseh Chazal said up to 25. Up to 25, once you have more than 25, you already need an assistant, you already need it. It's too much. Now, I know of a certain school acquainted with that they decided that they're going to open the school and they're going to have only small classes. That's it, 25, that's it, they're not going more. After a certain amount of time, just pushed with siblings and everything, they have to push a little bit more. 26, but that's it. God, 26, 27, 28, as years went by, 29, 30, that's it, we're not going to go past 30. But what's going to be? In the mice, we have so many sisters, we have so many, how can we say no to the sisters? And, I mean, and this person we have to take, and this person, 31. So that's how it works. It starts going up and up and up, and at a certain point, you can't give too much individual attention to each child. I remember speaking before I put brought my first son to cheder, that I spoke to the mefakeh, the principal in charge of the cheder. He says, you have to realize from the beginning, he says, that the Rebbe basically only speaks generally to 60% of the class, because he has to speak to the average, and then there's always 20% above average and 20% below average. So it's not that only 60% understand, the people below average also understand. People below average also could understand parts of it. But for Etzem, the kivun is to the average, which is only just over half the class. So forget individual attention for each kid. And Bechlal, a test. I could give a test to 25 kids. Some kids do better on tests, some people do worse. Some people need oral tests. Some people, they have a harder time taking tests, but they know their material. Each kid for what they're able to do. So we're not trying to change the system, but the whole purpose of our avodah is that at the home, in home, they should have their individual attention. They should have their individual attention, and not everything which is good for one child is good for the second child, and not everything which is bad for one child is bad for the second child. And each person has to have their own individual attention, and it behooves us to take our time to think, is each child getting what they need? And does each child have the amount of attention that they need? And the amount of, are we caring for him in the right way? Not to just group them together, and certainly that's imperative in being mechanech of children. But there's something else I want to be moisif, a more personal note. Personal note means that, not with regard to the chinuch of our children, but us personally. I spoke to an Avreich this week, twice this week actually, at length, with regard to Choshev Avreich, finished Shas, at least twice that I know of. He's learning Yerushalmi. But he's looking to a little bit lost with regard to what his tafkid is. I said we're all in the same boat together, we're all thinking like Shulchan Aruch. Well, what's special about me? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? B'chulu. And I think that's an akuda also, that you can't put everybody in the same boat. You can't put yourself in the same boat with anybody else, and you can't pin yourself up against anybody else. Don't try to compare yourself to anybody else. Everybody has their own mixture of midos, and everybody has their own mixture of their background and everything else, their family situation, and that is a person's tafkid. That is a person's tafkid, is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has hundreds of thousands of people in the Klal Yisrael, and each person has, I was thinking, it's like Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, after we count Sfiras HaOmer, so there's, some people say the Yeratzin at the end, there's the 49 different combinations of the different Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, V'chulu, Netzach, Yisoid, Horid, Malchus. And each one, we every day something else. There's Malchus Sheba Netzach, Netzach Sheba Malchus, Horid Sheba Horid, Yisoid Sheba Chesed. Each one has, they're all the same, all the days have midos. But the mixture of all the midos, that's different for every day. Every day has its own mixture, and there's Avoida for every day. Rav Daniel Frisch has a sefer, David Kitzer has a sefer already, Svatel Machem, where he defines the avoida of every single day of Sfiras HaOmer in very down-to-earth terms. Svatel Machem, I think that it's a worthwhile sefer just to get a picture of what the avoida of Sfiras HaOmer is a little bit of each day, if you want to see how to bring it out practically. How he discusses each day's combination. But that means that every day has its own avoida. Because every day is its own mixture, its own unique combination of midos. And Memeila, it's the same thing with every Yidin Klal Yisrael. Every person has their own midos, like the Gaon says. He says, you have two people. One person looks at his friend. He says, an Eben Shlomo. He says that one person looks at his friend. He says, well, you're such a Kaisen. I can't believe you're such a Kaisen. What's wrong with you? And the other guy looks at him and he says, such a Kaisen. He says, you're such an Atlan. They're not talking to each other. They're thinking this way. They're thinking about each other. He gets up, he jumps out of bed, right, he's a Kaisen, but he jumps out of bed in the morning like he can't have shot out of a cannon, and his friend can't move. He says, what's wrong with this guy? Each person's got their own midas that they have to deal with. Every person's got their own background, every person's got their own midas. And that's really what our avoida is to, if would be possible, to put ourselves into a cocoon, into a balloon, where we just see ourselves for who we are. Without pinning ourselves, it would be amazing if each person could live on a desert island. We obviously can't live like that. But like Mr. Sharma says, if a person would live in a desert island, there wouldn't be anybody around him. He'd be happy to live in a mud hut that took him 25 minutes to make and costed him $1.50. And he would be happy to cover his body with whatever he could cover his body with, as long as his body's covered and he's fine with. And be happy to. Why? Because the whole thing, why is a person not happy with that? Because how can it be that everybody else is going to have A, B, C, he's going to have a house, he's going to have a car, he's going to have two cars, three cars, four cars, he's going to have whatever he's going to have, and I'm not going to have. How can it be that everybody's going to have lemaisa? My kids aren't going to be dressed the same way that everybody, mechulu. But if I asked him, a person would be happy if he didn't have to match up to anybody, then he'd be happy just to live with the basics. That's exactly what a person is supposed to do with himself. Don't always try to prepare yourself and match yourself up against other people. Do I need to have? Do I have to finish out like he does? He's learning. He's learning Ian. I shouldn't be doing it. A person never has to be liboy chafetz, mashal liboy chafetz, not mashal lev chaveri chafetz. And that's in all of avodas Hashem. The Chavis Lavet says every person Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain tia for a certain avodah. So you go through the tia. That's what you should be doing. That's what each person has their own midos that their own intellectual capabilities and their own tias for work and their own their own idiosyncrasies and their own ups and their own downs. And maybe a person has to just really focus on himself. And if he wants to know, is he be mekayim his tafkid? Is mekayim his tafkid is kefi the netiris and kefi the midas that I have? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Kefi the yitzhara that I have and kefi the right, like the tzitzis tzadik. I think he says the things that the nisyonis that come up. If a person has a certain nisyon that comes up constantly or more often than others, he says it could be that he knows that's his avoda. That's the person's avoda. So every person has their yitzhara and every person has. Yerasa kedemis le says chachmasa kedemis le yeras chetoi. That every person has their yeras chet. Every person has their yerashemaim, their chet, their things that they have to work on. And every person has their milas, and every person has to focus on their milas, and every person has to use those milas. And if we appreciate what milas we have, we all have the milas. We all have the havi az kenemer. V'kal keneshe v'rotz ketzvi v'gibur ka'ari lasas v'sein evrich v'shemel ha'shamayim. That's betim, it's a tzibur temo. That's how we, beginning of the tour, Shulchan Aruch, brings down in Aruch Haim Sef Aleph. That means that everybody betim have all the midas. You know, some people are a little bit more gibur, some people a little more kal, some people more rotz. But we have all the midas, we have all the koiches. Appreciate the koiches you have, use your koiches, and certainly you'll fill your tafkid in the best way possible.